We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin and Leroy with Robbie the Degenerate.
Dude, how scary would it be right now if Caleb Smith is on the hill, he strikes your ass out with that nasty breaking ball, and he just hits you with the rabbit call?
Or he does this. Wait, ready?
Well, you can't do it. You can't do it as the rat. Like, he's got to do his call. Play his call, Robbie.
It sounds just like it.
It's pretty good. Like, could you imagine Bryce Harper being like, what is that? Nobody would want to face him. No, I mean, already you don't want to face him. But now he's not only filthy, he's crazy.
Yep.
Something. I like that guy, man. He's fun to talk to. Somebody says, ever thought about, we should ask him if he ever thought about jumping into the Bass Pro Shop Aquarium. That probably would have been an appropriate question for Caleb Smith. Also, just saw on his Instagram, sorry I missed this, but there was a giant snake on his car last night. A giant snake on his car, Leroy.
And that's here. That's down here.
Yup.
I've been looking down. I got to start looking up, too.
Enough already. It's terrifying me.
And that thing looked like it was poisonous. You know you country when you can make all the animal noises depending on what you hunting for. Right?
Something crazy, man. Just busting out the rabbit. I wonder if he's actually gonna be busting out the, and he did it. He's like, all right,
you did it.
I got you. Yep. I got you. Text writes in, our pitch is going to be decent. I agree, man.
It was last year. They got tired.
They started getting hurt last year.
But keep in mind, the season's short.
Oh, yeah. My matches were always better when they were a little bit quicker. Now we got Caleb Wiff going out there. You can see the fire in his belly, talking about wants to be the opening day starter, telling old Donnie Baseball, give me the horse side so I can sling it from the southpaw side. And then we get the Sandman. Going to be going out there, lulling the batters to sleep, little grainies, ooh, their eyes falling. Don't even see the snappy coming right over the plate. Bob Lou, yippers. He's going out there, going to get a bunch of outs. Gonna be missing them at the plate. Pablo Lopez, he can swing it a little bit. And of course, we got my guy, Hawaiian Puncha Jordan Yamamoto. Yee! No further questions, Mean Gene. Look at those arms. No, I forgot. I just forgot. Tula Max Meyer. We just signed him to a contract. He's gonna be into the player pool. They might bring him right up to the major leagues. Fast tracking it to WrestleMania.
They don't fast track nobody, man. You know why?
That's the word on him, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's that thing called years of service.
I know, but with him,
nobody does it. They did it with Bryant.
With who? With Chris Bryant?
In Chicago. That was a big deal. They held on to him because they wanted that extra year.
Yeah, but I don't know, for a week.
How does it going to work this year, though? Like, if he gets brought up for 60 games, that's not typically enough, I think, for a service year. But now it's an entire year.
Oh, no. You play – a service year, you would have to go at percentages of the season, right? Because It's based on 162 game season. So if you play all you play the whole season of baseball, you got to get a credited season.
You got to prorate the service time.
Yeah. They definitely won't prorate the contracts.
Somebody says, forget about the mound. How scared would it be if you were walking in a backyard and you just heard that next to you?
I'd be scared if you're walking down the strip in Vegas and the guy you with start shadow boxing.
I think you'd be more scared if I started making this sound if I was drunk.
Me and along with everybody else walking the strip at 1 o'clock in the morning. They say, hey, man, what's up with your guy?
Hey, what's up, Ann? What you doing?
Hey. I was like, man, I already thought I was going to have to go put on my cage and my gloves.
I'm going to start calling Caleb Whiff strikeouts dead rabbits.
Yep. One dead rabbit.
He got
two
one dead rabbit.
Dead rabbit.
Well, one dead That's rabbit. It. One dead That's rabbit. It.
That's what we call the strikeouts now?
Dead rabbit.
Dead rabbit. That's what they should do. Every time you strike somebody out, play the dead rabbit song.
Yeah, right over the PA. Dead rabbit. Get that dead rabbit. Because I know like he's. I know his gimmick is Dr. K, and like they, you know, do the thing where they throw the thing on it. You know, dead rabbit. Come on, that's more him.
Dead rabbit. Yep. Maybe be a little incentive.
Yeah. Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do you got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So happy birthday to one Jose Canseco and Larry David.
Oh, Curbcast coming back. Yeah, another season.
Ironic that he got renewed for a show and then days later it's his birthday.
73 is pretty old. I'm surprised. Like he definitely is like one of these guys. He's just gonna probably die right in a show, huh?
I mean,
no.
I can't imagine.
I mean, look at Jerry Stiller.
He just kept doing it.
Correct.
Just kept doing it. Jose Canseco. So what does that mean? Is it Ozzy's birthday as well? The two of them.
So right, twins. They're twins, yeah.
They're twins, right?
Who's twins? Oh, yeah.
The Canseco brothers.
What a dumbass question.
I mean, theoretically,
Is it his birthday, too? Now, it is possible that they're born on separate days.
Yeah, one at 11:59 and one at 12:01.
Yeah, but what a pain in the ass that is for the parents. I just lied to the kid.
No, why do you... Dude, it's not no worse than going birthday, Valentine's Day, birthday...
Jose Canseco is officially born on the same day.
Hey, you know what sucks?
What?
I want to thank this stupid company, right?
The one that you finally got your anniversary gift?
Yeah, I got it last week.
Oh, you did?
Here's the problem. Guess what's next week?
Birthday. I know you ain't going back there.
No, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. They sent me an email saying, we missed you. Did we do something? And I replied, yes.
Text her.
Rabbits off the ship.
Rabbits off a ship. Game six. I hate him. So mad at him.
Like, could you hear that random saying and say, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, like what are the rat? Like I don't even understand that. Like so, the rats decide instead of going down with the ship, we're gonna jump off the ship. I don't understand.
No, that's how rats and stuff get over here. They get on those those ship liners or whatever, and they get in those things and they come over.
What other headlines we got, Robbie?
And so Don Mattingly, he was not. Down for these negotiations. He did not like that they were out there all in the public.
No, he didn't. I was as I told you yesterday during the press conference, I was the dope who was actually raising his hand in the midst of a Zoom press conference, not knowing there was a raise your hand button. But I did eventually get to ask Leroy, journalist Tobin, he had to get to the bottom of it. And yeah, he wasn't happy with it. I mean, he was like, he was saying to the effect of, I don't want to be a hypocrite because of I was in the 94 strike. He goes, I just didn't like that it was so public and I thought it hurt the game. But he wasn't blaming. I
appreciate the time. Your general scope of how you took the back and forth between the players and owners. Was there ever a time that you didn't think there was going to be a season? Like, how did you take all of that in? Did you try and unplug from it? What was that experience like for you?
Honestly, it's one of those things that you're hoping for the best. And because of the state of the country and so many people out of work, I wish that it would have been done a little bit more behind the scenes than negotiating. Obviously, negotiating players, and that's gone on forever. I was part of the 94 strike, so I don't want to be hypocritical. You just wish that more of it would have been handled behind the scenes because you know, with so many people hurting and so much stuff going on and people out of work in our country, that they don't want to hear it. And then that becomes something that hurts our game, you know, in the whole. So that's the only part of that I didn't like. You expect there's going to be negotiations back and forth, but the openness of it in the public, I thought, you know, hurt our game a little bit and was disappointed with that.
Let's be clear.
What?
When has a player or a players union ever made the negotiations public? It's always the ownership or the owners group that comes out and say, we're offering them this, or we're giving them this, or we're giving them, try to make it seem like.
Well, when's the last time there's been a strike? It's usually a lockout, which is done by the owners.
Right. But again, same thing. It never becomes public until the owners do something or try to pull the wool over their eyes. Like, okay, guess what? Why did it become public? Because the owners put out there how much money they were losing, and then the player's like, wait a minute, we had a deal. And that started it.
You like my journalism voice? That was that. It was good, right? Get my Don Van Natta on? Much better?
It wasn't as wimpy as the last two tries.
Like, hey, thanks, Dana White. I appreciate the time.
You talked to Dana like he was going to come over and kick your general ass. Right. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You train. Have you been training for a year?
Yeah.
You ready for your MMA fight?
Ready sure.
For your first UFC fight on the undercard?
Double undercard.
Yep.
You don't think Dana
card that you see on TV?
The South Florida crowd.
Toba's on the card before that.
He hasn't been here.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, Tobin, as you said earlier, you know, the Marlins agreed to a deal. According to Craig Mish, they agreed to a deal with a rookie, Max Meyer.
Like it. Like it. See you soon, Max.
He's going to be on the 60-man, you know, taxi squad.
Of course. Going to strike a lot of people out from the golfers.
So over. If I'm not correct, you can have 60 men on your, like,
not on your active roster. I think you're only allowed to have 30 that could play in any game.
Yeah, but they're going to be in Jupiter, so.
Okay. All right. And we're playing in baseball going to one hub.
No, baseball. It looks like baseball's playing at the home fields.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no bubble.
Are you going, would you go to any games?
Yeah.
If we're allowed, which I highly doubt.
I got a Marlins mask, so I'm good. I'm good to go.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, why not?
Kill two rabbits.
Two rabbits. A couple dead rabbits.
That's frightening.
It's crazy.
Like, if you heard that in the backyard, and you said to your wife, oh, don't worry about it, that's just a rabbit, she'd be like, get out of here.
Do you think that Caleb Smith could kill a rabbit with a baseball?
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Dude, the baseball's bigger than their head. What are you talking about?
Just thump his little ears.
Why did did you just make something? Why'd you make something very tragic, Looney Tunes? like, I just got a visual of him reenacting a rabbit getting hit with a baseball. Like, why did he say, oh, he can't talk? We just heard a rabbit screeching when he's dying, and you have him giving sighs. Oh. That's how they do it in cartoons, right?
Oh, man.
With the little things, with the little stars over their head.
Right? That's exactly how I pictured it.
Well, Wile E. Coyote, he's been flattened like 20 times, and he just unflattens.
He just bounces back. He literally is between the hammer and the anvil. He's the NBA so Wile E. Coyote.
As a kid, I always wondered if Acme was real. Didn't I realize? Yes, of course. Everybody, tell me as a kid you didn't wonder if Acme was a real company.
God.
And then as I got older, I said, whew, I never buy nothing from there. Nothing works.
Well, it works if you're the Roadrunner.
Hey, that's where Amazon was invented. Delivering anywhere?
Yep.
Come on. That truck would pull up. Wile E. Coyote would be getting ready to drop an anvil off a cliff onto Roadrunner. And a truck would mysteriously show up with the anvil right before it was time to drop it. That's Amazon.
What else you got, Robbie?
So Marv Albert, he is not going to be part of this NBA restart. He's 79 years old. But I asked the question because isn't Eric Reed calling the games remotely? Like, I don't understand why they can have Marv Albert call the games remotely.
They do it with golf.
I think that the national broadcasters are probably going to be in the bubble. I think that the regional broadcasters are going to be outside the bubble.
Hey, no, they do it in golf, dude.
Do what?
So Jim Nance is in the same place he normally is, right? But the guy that normally sits next to him, Nick Faldo, is in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the production is in California.
Well, they did that for boxing, too. Like, they have one reporter on the scene, and then Joe Tess, Andre Ward, Tim Bradley, they're all calling it from their house.
Right.
Andres Cantor has been doing it for years, even before the pandemic. He's always called those games from the Telemundo studio.
These kids don't know, Robbie. These kids don't know.
I mean, this could be the way of the future, because if you can get the same effect calling a game remotely as you can from calling the game on site, and you could save money on the hotels and all that stuff, is this going to be the way of the future?
Look at what we're doing. Look at what we're doing.
True.
We put on a fine show. We're not at studio.
I wish we were, though.
Yeah. Gotta tell you. I feel much better that I'm at home.
Feel a lot better with some empanadas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I'm going
to
go.
I honestly do feel like the empanadas are the only plus side I have to give to Leroy, other than like chatting it up with the Light FM crew.
Scary Joe Rose.
Yeah, but he lives down the street. Oh, I scare everybody in my neighborhood. They'll be just walking, having a nice little conversation with, you know, their kids or something like that. And I'll drive up and go, and then laugh and pull off.
Well, now you gotta roll on up and hit him with the dead rabbit call.
Oh, my goodness. How many people you know, besides Caleb and his crew, how many people know that's a dead rabbit call? It's technically not a dead rabbit call. It's a dead varmint call.
And it's varmint call, yeah.
By the way, it's varmin, not vermin, Texas.
No, varmint. No, varmint.
It's still no T on the end.
No, vermin and varmint are different. Vermin are like things that invade your house. A varmint's like a little critter. Trust me. They're different. See that there? It's varmint. You see that there, varmint? It's different.
I'm pulling it up right now.
All right, go ahead. Got that there varmint call.
Oh, varmint.
Yeah, told you.
Varmint.
Yep.
A troublesome wild animal. A troublesome or mischievous person. Especially a child.
Call my son a varmint all the time.
that's what this,
hey, Tommy, quit acting like a varmint.
Oh, here we go. Look, I'm not the only one that have questions. People also ask, what is the difference between a vermin and a varmint? Vermin typically refers to smaller animals.
And animals that can... Yeah, rats are vermin. A rabbit's varmint.
That's why it's so hard for us to speak English, right? Look, stuff like this. You got to know vermin from varmint. Come on. Somebody say Acme got sued by the coyote and became Amazon.
Minus one.
I thought it had some chuckle. Oh, man. I'm watching this Protector.
Yep.
It's all right. It's pretty good.
All right. Good to know.
But it's more important that season 4 is coming out next week. And I'm almost done with season 3. So I actually got 4 seasons and my timing was perfect.
Hopefully season 4 of that is better than season 4 of Billions.
Awesome. I told you. Are
you out? No, I'm still watching. I'm like halfway through. I'm not going to stop watching, but it's
I'm telling you. I started watching Kingdom again last night. Kingdom's back on Netflix.
But wait, there's 2 different Kingdoms.
I know. Don't do the one with the samurai guy on it.
Yeah, that's why every time I see it, it says the samurai guy. I don't see the other one.
No, that's there. Trust me.
All right. I'm like, damn, what is Toba talking about? There ain't no fighting in here.
We'll take a break. We're back with more on the show after this. Welcome back, everybody. You can text the show 786-360-0790. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Text writes in that Tobin is a radio varmint. Why you got to go there, sir? Crazy. Unbelievable. A lot of people want you to know, Leroy. They want to say, where the hell are Zaslo and Amber? If you want to, do you want to give an update?
They're on vacation.
Yep. Somebody says, I got pumped when I saw Zaslo's big ass face on IG yesterday. Thought he was going to finally defend Miami. I mean, of course that didn't happen. He's Lapdog. Mad Dog and Lapdog. Side by side.
Rats on the ship. Game 6.
You got a guy. Let me think. I could say that about Bob.
It's not the same, dude. You keep going to the Bob direction.
You blindly defend Bob, and if it were anybody else, there's no way you'd be defending that person.
But if Bobrovsky came out and said, this fan base sucks, I hate playing in Florida, they don't even care about hockey, I would say, bruh, what'd you think when you're going to sign a $70 million contract? You're allergic to stopping pucks, all right? Fat cat between the pipes. I would say something like that, but he hasn't. He's a gentleman, and by the way, has been nothing but great to the community since he's been here.
By the way, so basically what you're saying is you have a loaded weapon just in case, because that came out way too easy.
That was just off the cuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. If you were to offend somebody who I loved, then yeah, we could talk. But he doesn't. He's nothing but great and fantastic. You know?
At everything but his job.
Give him a shot. If he comes into the playoffs and shuts bleep down, you're going to be apologizing.
Of their year.
You're not going to be allowed on the virtual parade.
They've played most of their season. So he's had more than half of his season to suck.
This is the second season. This is when it really counts, though. And all that other stuff is all just nonsense. What?
Right now, I'm eating a very unpopular breakfast. Chicken parm.
He's eating chicken parm.
But I would like to sprinkle a little silly sauce over top. Because... what you just said is, there we go.
Say when.
One more. All right, good. I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. You got enough flavor for it now?
I sprinkled it on there like cheese. Do you want cheese? Yes, but I would like you to give it to me without hovering over my food.
Yeah, I know.
They do have to get in there to give you fresh pepper.
Yep. Ground it in. Who knows how long that fresh pepper's been there, too? How fresh is that pepper?
Freshly grounded, dude. Not fresh pepper. They didn't just get it from... I don't even know what a pepper tree looks like. What is it, a bush?
Isn't it pepper... what is it? Dump it? Is it peppercorn?
I don't think there is a pepper tree.
I'm just saying.
Where does pepper come from?
Pepperidge Farm.
That's a point.
Point for Robbie!
So stupid. By the way, did you see this, Leroy? The state of Florida appeals court is still deciding on whether or not the Robert Kraft sex video is going to be shown in court.
Really?
Yep. This Patriots. Is being determined. This is being determined this week. Apparently, the battle continued. The judge wrapped Tuesday's hearing without making a formal decision, and the case will continue next week. So we will find out whether or not we're going to see Robert Kraft's Lombardi trophies all up in it.
Patriots.
Come on, man.
What?
Do you want to see that?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Why?
Why? Because I want somebody to make it a fathead and bring it to the next Dolphins tailgate. Patriots. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. I want him in cow position getting uttered, and I want that at a Dolphins tailgate. Actually, I do.
Man, you wouldn't be able to get none of that information down here.
What are you talking about?
Just wouldn't. That's up there with all them rich people. They ain't going to release that video.
Oh, they're releasing it.
No.
I think it's coming
Patriots.
Out.
No chance.
You put this sting on operation, you put a bunch of hard work into it, we're getting that video.
No chance.
How could you make a ruling?
He's already been penalized. Who cares about the video being out now?
Nah, I think they need the video.
It's no Trust more me. Evidence. If the case is already closed, what do you need the evidence for?
Is the case closed?
Yeah.
Well, then why do they have it? So this is what, just for media use?
That's my point.
Well, it's appeals court. So isn't that, so there's probably another case against them. I don't think it is wrapped.
All right.
Patriots.
Nothing's going to happen to him. He's not going to spend a day in jail. So who cares?
This is what, according to TMZ, prosecutors say the cops got a warrant to secretly install cameras inside the spa because they believed it was operating as a brothel and they wanted to catch criminal activity. Cops say they have footage of Kraft in the spa on two different occasions, but a previous ruling judge ruled the video was not permissible because the law enforcement did not have enough in their surveillance to protect the innocent people who were inside the spa for perfectly legal massages. The state of Florida has appealed that decision, and now a panel of judges will go forth in the District of Appeal, which is located in West Palm Beach. Shout out.
Basically, if you get the tape to show Kraft, there's going to be a bunch of people doing everything the right way. They're going to get hosed down legally.
I guess so.
Tough spot.
We'll decide if the previous ruling will stand. Let's see. Jeffrey D'Souza, who's representing the state of Florida, and Derek Schaefer is representing Roger Kraft. D'Souza claims the video of Kraft specifically was shot legally and prosecutors should be able to use the footage to prosecute him, claiming it is essentially a smoking gun. As previously reported, Kraft was busted back in February 2019. What a day that was. Oh, that was one of my favorite shows. After officials say a sting operation in Jupiter, Florida, massage parlor revealed that the Patriots owner did illegally pay for sex acts on two occasions. Originally, the video was allowed to be in the case, but Kraft's dream team of attorneys successfully argued at a series of hearings that it should not be permissible. Kraft, who has been hit with two charges of soliciting prostitution, is still facing jail time if convicted. So he is not done with this yet, Leroy.
Patriots!
Over under the amount of days he spends in jail.
I give it a half.
Half a day.
Half a day.
Right. No it's too old. Chance.
It's too old. Can't put him in there. Risk of COVID. You know what he should do? He should have to give massages.
Hopefully be one of the not like he got him.
Well, maybe.
The old eye for an eye, huh?
That'll teach him. Yeah.
No, it won't, because then somebody will videotape it and we'll be in court again.
Patriots. Which I'm doing this
to wrap around.
Patriots.
Patriots.
Dude already had a big day on his hand. He was going to the AFC Championship. Excuse me, I need to stop. Just give me
that
9 minutes.
A year and a half ago, we're still talking about this.
I know. Well, I need the
There's
video.
Other more important things going on in the world.
Patriots.
Arguable.
Arguable.
Yeah. We got a pandemic. You know, return to sports and the Robert
Kraft. I'm willing
video.
To bet. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say if they did that sting in South Florida, the jails would be overflowing.
Do you think that Belichick will have to go as a character witness?
There's no chance.
What do you mean there's no chance? What if they subpoena him?
To do what?
Character
what
witness.
There?
Have you ever knowingly seen Mr. Kraft partake in any massage parlor activities, Mr. Belichick? Answer the question, sir. We're on to Cincinnati. What does that mean? We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati. Answer the question, sir, or you will be held in contempt. We're on to Cincinnati. Cam Newton. Cam's a great player.
Has anybody ever annoyed Bill Belichick at one of these pressers? He's been annoyed.
Only the guy I remember asking about Khalil Mack, if Khalil Mack was in the class of Lawrence Taylor. That was the only time I ever heard him like ever get animated.
And that wasn't even really animated.
It was for him.
Right.
It was for him. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Hey, you can download the radio.com app now. Make 7 out of ticket one of your favorite stations. Sign up for push notifications. You never miss a great guest or moment. We had Marlins ace Caleb Smith join the show earlier today. He taught us how to do a dead rabbit call. Guy was awesome. I really like having him. What have we had him on, like 3 or 4 times now?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good guest, and he gets better every single time. Like, he's much more loosened up with the years in the big leagues. So, love talking to Caleb.
I think that's redneck to redneck talk right there.
Oh, is that what you think? You think that we just speak the same language? We're on the same level there.
That's just like me and Gotcha, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see this, Leroy? Did you see Broncos cornerback AJ Bouye, who used to be a cornerback for the Jaguars? He was opposite Jalen Ramsey during the AFC Championship year. AFC going to the AFC title game.
They traded him first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was talking about he was on SiriusXM and he was just talking about how negative it was in Jacksonville. He says, I've just never been a part of something like that. Being in Houston before that and seeing how guys are in Denver just gelling together with the chemistry between the players and the coaches, it was just something different. I don't know how to handle that. It was just so many things, from fighting in the locker room to disagreements with people wanting to be gone. I've never seen anything like that before.
I can attest to that, because I will tell you this. Besides my rookie year, right? I never had problems in the locker room. You had guys getting the scuffles or whatever, but that was normal. But as far as camaraderie, as far as guys getting along, having fun together or whatever, being part of the team, it was fun. It was fun in I would say all the years that I played, except maybe my rookie year.
It's disappointing because they did such a good job putting that team together and that defense, their defense together, I should really say. Right. And they just crumbled so much with just the ego at the top, like just not taking care of the right people. And it just ruined it from the like, I've never seen anything like this where star players so publicly call out wanting to leave a place. It's nuts. Yannick Ngakoue, Leonard Fournette, Jalen Ramsey. You know, the only guy who left quietly was Calais Campbell. That dude's a gem, and I think they just did right by him and said, let's get him out of this dumpster fire.
I think it happens more now, and I don't know whether it's a basketball thing where everybody feels that they could do that, I know back in my, I never heard of it when I played. Somebody saying, "Get me out of here," you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, Minka did it. It's odd when it's a guy who Minka was odd just because it was his second year.
Was it his second year? Or was it?
It was a second year. It was a second year.
And then everything he complained about, you know, being versatile. That's what now he's open to being versatile.
Well, that's I said when he got traded. I'm like, wait a minute. They do it more than we do.
I know.
I guess. I don't know, but, man. Like, look, sometimes
quitter.
You want out of a situation.
Quits Patrick.
For example. You ever been in a relationship? You just want it out. But it wouldn't seem right to just say it that way. So you think of reasons why. That's kind of sounds like what Fitzpatrick did. He wanted out for whatever reason. But he wanted to think of a valid reason. And his valid reason was garbage because he went to a team that does the same exact thing. So it shines poorly on him. Because that's the way the excuse he used to get out. But it happens. It happens. It's just I'm just shocked that it happens more now.
I think the thing that I just found interesting about this situation is this team was so damn good and it crumbled like that. Like to get to basically be with an epic collapse and a chance to get to the Super Bowl, and then it's all gone in the span of 2 years.
Right.
At least when we saw unrest with Adam Gase, things weren't going fantastic. When we saw with Minka Fitzpatrick, okay, you know, thought the team was going to be the worst team in the league. I get it. But, like, to get to a certain point at the top where you guys had a lot of success and it just doesn't last, I guess that's kind of like – it's a little bit like with the Heat in 06. But, like, that team was also – a lot of those guys were just at the end of the rope of their career, except for
right.
Queen.
See, that's what happened to me in my rookie year. They had a lot of success. But guys were at the end of their careers, and you had too many guys that were like that. So the team just went, you know, whoo, terrible.
Just went out, terrible.
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 I would say this. I would say the one thing that good organizations do is they never take for granted that the following year you're just going to build. And so they're always trying to build with new players, new personnel, different guys to do some of the same things or whatever.
Right.
Whereas Jacksonville, it almost seemed like, oh, next year we're going to get him. Oh, next year Blake Bortles, he's turned the corner, right? He didn't turn the corner. He was still Blake Bortles.
No, he turned a corner. The corner
Leonard
was
Fournette
the
didn't corner have he, as good a year.
The corner that Blake Bortles turned was the edge of the cliff. That's where he went.
Where's he now?
I think he's a backup in
Rams.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The other thing that's – well, the thing that is going to be – if you could relate it to here, that'll be interesting is because it started so bad last year with the Dolphins and then had like this upward trajectory of how they ended the year, this year is going to be interesting because I do think there are expectations – I don't think there are playoff expectations, but there are expectations that this is going to be a very competitive team this year.
Yes.
You know, like yeah. And I think that's a different place for Brian Flores to come from. Everybody thinking, hey, poor Brian Flores, he's coaching a tank operation, to, was never tanking, mother bleepers. How about that? And now it's to be like, all right, well, let's see it. And you have a young quarterback who's going to be a star. When are you going to play him? There's a lot of stuff that he's got to handle this year. It's a lot different.
Three areas that I was most concerned with, and now I'm only really concerned about one area. Four areas. One was the ability to run the football, and that's twofold because it could have been offensive line also.
Yep.
You cleaned up both of those positions. Now, it doesn't mean that those guys are going to be successful. It just means that you acknowledge the issues that you had and you did something to improve them.
Sure.
The other thing, the third thing, pass rush. No pressure on the quarterback whatsoever.
Nope.
And so it was hard to tell how good your secondary was when you weren't getting any pressure on the quarterback. They addressed that. Now, the last thing is linebacker play. I don't know how much of a difference it would have made, but clearly you didn't have guys that you could leave in there. You had to rotate a lot of guys because a lot of guys specialized in a lot of different things. Now they'll be able to shore up that position and do a lot of different things with the same guys. And if you can do that, it'll make you better able to defend everything on the defensive side of the ball. So I like what they did. It doesn't mean it's going to work out. Like, we all think just because they signed, we needed offensive linemen, so we signed a good guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's going to work out. So let's just wait and see. But the good thing is, going into this season, you realize that they identified their problems and made a conscious effort to do something about them, which in years past, we've always gone into the season saying, oh, well, this guy's just going to have to get better.
That's true. Like, I think the guys that you probably are hoping take a big leap this year, as far as, like, young guys are concerned, obviously outside of Tua, who's going into his rookie year, like, I think a lot of people probably think that Gesicki took a little bit of a jump, and they're thinking, oh, he should be a lot better this year.
Gesicki, I would say one of the most important players on offense is not Tua this year. It's whether Devontae Parker is going to build, or is he going to go back?
Yeah, because he's feeling super froggy.
Right, exactly.
He's feeling himself in a big way, which is good. It's good. Like, look, a lot of receivers have big personalities and carry that confidence. But yeah,
well, you got to follow. You got to be able to produce on the field. The running game can't be any worse.
No, it's not possible. You got led by a 40-year-old.
If I told you that the leading rusher on the Dolphins was Ryan Fitzpatrick, that should tell you all you need to know.
Robbie, what's teetering? Do you have I know you are Mr. Needs. Do you have a need, non-need that's teetering? Like, is there one that's like a Jenga block that could teeter from need to not a need with just the slightest bit of bad performance?
Well, like, right now we have penciled in the rookies as need fillers. Like, we have Austin Jackson filling a need at left tackle, but like, if he's a rookie, he could play poorly, and very easily we could say, that we need a left tackle. Or same thing with Robert Hunt. All the rookies, you could easily make them needs by this time next year.
Okay,
that was my point, Robbie, is that they filled some needs. But if you got a couple of needs that don't quite pan out, you still have that need. But I like that they, you know, understood what their needs were and did something about it.
It happened with Gesicki. Like, Gesicki's first year, Gesicki filled the need when he got drafted. First year Gesicki, he went back to being a need. But then this past year, he balled out this year. And so now we don't need a tight end.
Also, hey, dum-dums, you're responsible. You do this. You do this more than anybody. There's certain guys you give time to get better, and there's other guys you don't. Right. No. For example.
Sure.
Right? Bam could do no wrong. You've been on him since the beginning.
That's right.
But Bam still can't shoot.
Yeah, but that's fine.
No. Dude, it's basketball.
His shot has improved. He won the skills competition.
His shot has improved, especially from 15 feet.
Okay, in games.
Okay. You know who else can't shoot? Jimmy Butler.
Well, you can't have two of those guys on your team, point.
You can if you have two of the best shooters in the league on your floor. If they're fantastic at passing.
All right.
You know who could...
Here we go.
Okay, you want... Go ahead.
Go.
What do you say? Name a good team with two bad shooters on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay. The Heat with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
What?
The Heat with LeBron and Dwayne Wade.
No way. Go look at their averages.
You want me to go look? I don't have to look at Dwayne Wade's averages, first of
all. Well, no. He's never been a three-point shooter.
But he's LeBron. A mid-range. LeBron became a decent shooter probably by the end of it. But, like, year one?
Go look at a year.
I will. Look at it right now.
I'm like, what are you talking about, dude?
Going there right now.
Go.
Cool your jets. First year, 33%.
from three.
Yep.
He don't have to be a three-point shooter. I'm not asking Bam to be a three-point shooter.
That's my point.
What's Bam, what's Bam's average this year?
It's not three-point shooting.
That means I'm including all the dunks.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
If you want to go with teams with two bad shooters, you can go with the Sixers with Embiid and Simmons.
So you just want Bam's field goal percentage this year? He's shooting 57%.
All right.
You shouldn't have counted the dunks.
I'm not going to ask you about the breakdowns. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, but I think if a guy's good at everything but shooting, it's you can't just write them out. Like Giannis is not good at shooting.
I mean, but he can shoot the ball.
No, he can't. He's not good at it. He can.
He's not Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons doesn't try.
I don't care. He's Ben Simmons with a shot.
He's not though.
They play a very similar game. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot. Therefore, he doesn't have a shot. Okay.
Well, hold on. Is it a shot if you're just going out and shooting?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to be a knockdown guy, like a guy that you can count on making it, but you have to be able to score from that. You got to be able to shoot the ball to score periodically.
Yeah, he's shooting 31% from three. That's not good.
Everybody's not going to be three-point shooters, though.
That's my point. Because you said Bam can't shoot.
Okay, but come on,
it's his first year being a figure in the offense.
Again, which brings me back to my point. There's certain guys you are willing to give all the time they need to get to that point.
But it's year one of him being a starter. He was an all-star.
He's year four.
It's not year four. It's year three.
I keep forgetting the season's not over.
He's 22.
All right. Okay. No, I'm just saying.
You're boxed in.
No, I'm not boxed in.
You're boxed in. All right. Fine.
Somebody text in. What sucker in the massage parlor was getting a regular ass massage?
Patriots.
Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.